Okay, the Gemara is discussing, before the Mishnah said that the Shevet can only be judged in 70, what would a Bezdin of 71. So the Gemara is asking, how do you get such a thing? If they desecrate a Shabbos, then they're judged as individuals anyway. If you're talking Me'ir and Nidachas, then it says either from, like he said, the argument from 10 to 100, or from 100 until majority of a tribe. But once the whole tribe sins, so how do you get this whole thing? So the Gemara answers a different answer. Ula Amar, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ula said the name of Rabbi Lazar, where do you have a case of judging a whole Shevet? He said, B'boin aliski nachlas. When they come concerning inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, when they bezed and divided Eretz Yisrael, right, amongst all the Shvatim, so Leperl, they needed the Bezdin of 71 to do it. Okay? So therefore, if there was ever a dispute about it, just like when they initially divided up Eretz Yisrael. Matchila Shivim Ve'echot, just like when they started dividing Eretz Yisrael with 71, Avkan Shivim Ve'echot, here also at 71. So the Gemara says, where do you have a case that you judge a tribe in a Bezdin of 71? It's a very strange case, but if they have disputes about territories, so that in Eretz Yisrael, so then you need to judge 71. So the Gemara asks, if you're saying it has to be the same way it was initially, when Yeshua divided Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't only with a Bezdin of 71. They had the Urim V'Tumim, you know, the breastplate that had the light lit up answers, and all the Yidden were there. So if so, Avkan Kalfi Urim V'Tumim V'Chol Yisrael, so then it should also be also the Urim V'Tumim and everybody. So Gemara says, you're right, Al Mechavet Kedrav Masna. Therefore, the answer, the real answer, like Rav Masna said, that it's speaking by a Nasi that sinned, okay? So therefore, you need a Bezin of 71. So it doesn't mean a Shevet, it means the Nasi of the Shevet that sinned. Like the Gemara's original answer. But this answer, the Gemara says, is not correct. Ravina Amar, Ravina said like this. Another answer. Because the Gemara is trying to figure out, when the Mishnah said, a Shevet is judged by 71, what does it mean? Right? So the Gemara answered various answers. But the Gemara asked the question before, if you're going to say it's a whole Shevet that worshipped idols, it's not true, because Iran Idachas can only be from 10 to 100, or from 100 to the majority of the tribe, not a whole tribe. So Ravina answers like this, Le'elam b'Shevet Shehudach. Really, it's speaking the whole tribe worshipped idols. We judge the tribe as a lot of individuals, right? That means you kill them individually as an individual. So he says, and yes, I agree with that. But even though we judge the whole tribe as if it would be individuals, in other words, like this, they have to be judged by a Bezdin of 71. But you kill them as individuals, not like Yeran Nidachas. In other words, you need the Bezdin, this is what the Ravina says. You need a Bezdin of 71, but we don't treat it like Yeran Nidachas. You kill them as individuals.
They judge in groups, they judge them by
individuals. And Ravina brings a source to it. Did Rab Chaim and Rabbi Yosi say not say in the name of Rabbi Yosi? It says, when a man and woman worship idols, you take them out to the gates and everybody kills them. Yeah? It says, Ish v'ishata meitzi l'sharecha. You bring out a man and a woman to the gates. V'yata meitzi kola ir kula l'sharecha. But you can't take out the entire town to your gates. Okay? So he says like this. Ish the hachanami here also. A man or a woman you take out to the gates to be judged by 23, but the whole tribe is judged in the Bezdin of 71.
So the first
time, Ravina is saying like this, it's speaking a whole Shevet worship idols. So to judge them, 71. You need a Bezdin of 71, but you don't kill them like you're a Nidachas. Because it's not, because it's more than 10 to 100, or... So then you just kill them as individuals.
Rabbeinu, were the police officers at the time of the Beit HaMikdash?
Sure. They were Shaftim, Vishaitrim, Titan, Lecha. Shaitim with the judges. Shaitim with the guys that enforce the ruling.
Officer.
No, but the two, okay.
Officer. So the policeman. Shaitim is actually basically a policeman.
So if somebody ran away, they would go and find him, right?
Of course. Of course. So the whole, we'll learn later in Sanhedrin. If a guy, Bezdin ruled the guy who was supposed to get killed and then he ran away and another Bezdin found out about it, what do you do about it? There's a whole, yeah, sure. Would you just let a guy go? Let a guy go.
Why husband and wife? Why not in
the... No, it doesn't mean a husband and wife. Man or a woman. Ish v'ish, the pasuk says if a man and a woman are going to worship idols, so then you take...
Oh, they're not together.
No. Ish or Isha. It says, okay, then the Mishnah said another thing. The Mishnah said, the Navi Sheker, a Navi that lied, you know, said false prophecy, you kill him in a Bezdin of 71. Yeah? So Gemara says, Minohani Mili, where do we learn this out from? Where do we learn that a Navi, we know the Pasuk says a Navi gets killed, a Navi Sheker. But where do we learn out you need a Bezdin of 71? Where do we learn it out? From Amr Rabbi Yisib Rachanin, Rabbi Yisib Rachanin said like this. Asya Hazada, Hazada mi Zokim Mamri. There's a din of a Zokim Mamri. We learned this din before. Zokim Mamri is a rebellious scholar that went and acted against what the Bezdin ruled. So the din is, you need him to be judged by 71. That the Gemara again got before. The Gemara proved that a Zokim Mamri needs 71. Now, by Zokim Mamri, it says the word Hazada, Mazid. What's exactly the pasuk he brings down? Here.
Zokim Mamri was a part of Beit Din already that went against it.
He went around against the Bezdin, yes. So it says, Hazada, Hazada, Mezokim Mamri. Because by Navi Sheker, it says the word Mazid, intentionally. And by Zokin Mamri, it says the word mazid. Intentional. So, ma'alahalam b'shivim ve'echot, afkan shivim ve'echot. So, it's called the Gzeir Shavah, right? When two dinim have the same words, and by the way, this is not something you can make up by your own, as we'll soon see in the Gemara also. You can't make this up. This is Kabbalah, Mimesh Rabbeinu, you know, each Rebbe had their ex Gzeir Shavahs that they learned. And so therefore the Gemara learns there's Gzeir Shavah. Here it says Hazada, here it says Hazada, just like Bezokin Mamri. We learned before, in order to kill him, you need a Bezdin of 71. We learn out, a Navi also needs 71.
Okay? The king also needs 71?
Huh?
The king.
Yeah, we'll see that later.
So Rabbi, you can't do Gezer Shavah on your own. It's like the opposite of Gematria, which you could try to make your own connection.
Kal v'chaymer, you can make on your own. Right? That's why it says, in ancient minadin, you can't give somebody Malkus or death based on a Kal v'chaymer. Because everybody is able to do it, how do you know you're right? You might not be right. But Gzeir Shavah, what? If this, certainly this should be the din.
Oh, of course.
Okay. So everybody could do that. But now when it comes, in ancient Minadin, the Gemara says, you can't give punishment based on a Kal v'chomer because everybody does it. Gzeir Shavah, we'll soon see in the Gemara, interesting. So the Chomer are going to say they don't hold of this Gzeir Shavah. I mean, they didn't learn it. In other words, Gzeir Shavah, you can't say here it's a Veidah B'Hashem HaMai Shalemer, right. And here it's a Veidah B'Hashem HaMai Shalemer, so therefore the whole Torah is one big cholent.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do it. Here it says Moshe, there it says Moshe.
Right.
But I'll give you an example coming up. Chamisha Asar, yeah? There's a lot of dinim we learn out Pesach from Sukkot and Sukkot from Pesach. Yeah? Mm-hmm. For instance, it says in the Torah you have to eat it's sukkah 7 days. Mm. Yeah? What's the real mitzvah of eating in the sukkah?
First night.
Where does it say that?
Sure.
Look in the Chumash. It says sit in the sukkah 7 days. It doesn't say anything about the first night. So the Gemara learns, because it says by Pesach, Chamisha Asar, 15th day. By Sukkot it says Chamisha Asar. Just like by Pesach it says Ba'ed of Teichlu Matzis, in the night. So Gemara learns out, just like by Pesach, the mitzvah is at night, by Sukkah is also at night. Where do you learn that out from? Because it says Chamish Asar, Chamish Asar. But that doesn't mean you can know whatever you want because it says Chamish Asar. In fact, the Gemara Attack asks the question, then Pesach, we should sit in the Sukkah? And Sukkot, we should eat matzah.
So,
because if we're likening Pesach to Sukkot, so the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that we should eat in the Sukkot on Pesach and eat matzah on Sukkot. So the Gemara excludes, but Laila Hazeh, only this thing. But there's Gzeir Shavu. So here the Gemara says, there's Gzeir Shavu. Here it says Azad, not actually the word Azad, but Mazid. Here it says Mazid, here it says Mazid. So just like Zakin Mamni killed with 71, so Navi Shaki killed with 71.
So only with regard to dining, but right. You can make a Gzeir Shavu by drushes and things like that.
By a speech, you can do whatever you want. Because it don't make sense anyway, all speeches. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. It says, though, that the word hazadah is by the killing. And even a Zaki Mamri is killed only by 23. In other words, like this. The Gemara said, just like Zaki Mamri is 71. So Gzeir Shavu teaches us, Navi Sheker is also 71. Right? But the Gemara says, 1 minute. The word hazadah, by Zakin Mamri, it says by the killing. And the Zakin Mamri is killed by 23. In other words, he's ruled by a Bezdin of 71, but then the one to kill him is a Bezdin of 23. So how can you learn out for 71? Here we're talking about 23. Allah Mere Shlokish, the Shlokish says like this. Okay, so Elam and Shlokas says like this. Gomer David David, there's a new Gzeir Shavu. Here it says David, and there it says David. In other words, by a rebellious sage it says the word David, and by a Navi Shaker it says the word David. So again, not Hazada, but it's a different one. David David. So he says, therefore, just like Zakin Mamre is judged by 71, right?
No.
So Navi Shaker is judged by 71. So the Gemara asked, if that's the case, let's go back the opposite way. Let's turn back Zaki Mamre for Navi Shaker. That means that a rebellious sage should be judged by 71. Right? So the Gemara says, Dover Dover Gomit, Azad Azad Ale Gomit. He says like this, the Gzeir Shavu is only Dover Dover he learns. Not azada azada. Meaning like this. You can't just make a gzeira shava by itself. Okay? You can't make a gzeira shava by itself. So the Gemara says like this. You can't learn back zaki mamre and to learn hazada azada minavi shaken because hazada azada they didn't learn. That gzeira shava they never accepted. Dover Dover was an accepted gzeira shava. Hazada azada wasn't.
The source of Hazada, Mezid?
Mezid. Then a rebellious sage should also be judged by 71. But the Baal Gemara says we learn that from David. But it's an interesting thing. The Mefashim discuss, you find many times a machlekes in the Gemara if there's a Gzeir Shavu or not. Right? So, like, what's the reality? Did he say it or didn't he say it? Moshe Rabbeinu. So they answered like this. The Chachamim knew there is X amount of Gzeir Shavus existing. You see, they knew there are 100 Gzeir Shavus. They didn't exactly know which ones. And sometimes you have an argument. This student heard from his Rebbe, this one and not this one. And another student heard from a different Rebbe, this and this one not. But they knew there was like an exact amount of Gzeir Shavus. You can't just go make up your own. Sometimes you ask me, which one was it? Is it this one or this one? That's what the Gemara says.
It was way more than 100, no?
No, but say whatever.
Thousands.
No.
No?
No.
Hundreds, is it?
I don't know. I don't know how many there are.
Huh. That was much more.
No, how could it be so much more?
Now you explained that you can't just... I thought everything you could do... But then you
like he said, for a speech you could, yeah.
Yeah. But there's no machloket on the number of the Gezer Shavas?
There are. No. It seems this is what the Mefarshim explained. Because sometimes you have in the Gemaras, this rabbi holds of the Gezeirah Shav, and the Gemara said, this rabbi doesn't hold of the Gezeirah Shav. So what does it mean? Because they have another one. You know, there's an amount.
Number.
I'll give you an example. You have this by all of the mitzvahs itself, yeah? The Gemara in Makkah says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 613 mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a statement. The Gemara doesn't say which are the 613. That's why you have the Rambam, Ramban, Chinuch, Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Tzmag, and all those Rishonim that mention, figure out all 613 mitzvahs. There's an argument between them which mitzvah is and which mitzvah isn't. In other words, we all know there's 613 mitzvahs, right? But there's a machlekes, which exactly are the 613 mitzvahs?
Mm-hmm. Some of them, not all of them.
Right. Obviously, most of them, they
know that.
But I'll give you an example. There's even a machlekes in the Rishonim, if Anecha Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah or not.
What about the other 13 principles of Rabbi Yishmael? Are all those, you can't do it yourself anymore also?
Depends what.
So the Gezeirah Shavah, you can't do it yourself. And the other 12?
Binyan of Mikas V'Echa Binyan, you can't. Tov Alam Min Minyan, you can't do that yourself. Okay. For instance, one pasuk says, 7 days eat matzahs, Shavas Yom Teichu matzahs. Another pasuk says, Sheshes Yom Teichu matzahs. This already Rashi brings down from the in Chumash from the Gemara, yeah? So the question is, it's either 6 or 7. So you know what the Gemara learns from that? The Gemara learns that only the first day is only the first night is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Even though the Torah says 6, 7 days eat matzah, another passage says 6 days. How do you answer the contradiction that only the first day is biblical? Me and you can't do that.
Right.
You understand? This was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Davar alamim minyani. Davar shayal yibachav yotzmin haklal. Lay lalamin alatim yotzim. Lamin hakol kol yotzim. So basically what it means is that this comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kavachim, a person can make himself. But that's it. I mean,
so even like the extra vav in a word, extra hey, extra
ex. We can't do
we
that.
We can't do that.
No.
So they're all, I was always wondering how they figured out. So they all had traditions.
This is all Allah Mishim Sinai. In other words, what do you think? The rabbis were bored and they like.
The rabbis were bored and they said,
nothing else to do. Where's Marty Beagle? The rabbis were bored and they just had nothing else to do, so they came up with these brainstorms.
I thought it worked, so like.
No. This was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai.
But what Rashi
said. But it was oral until this person said it and it was written.
But like Gematria, like for example, that's some people. Like
Gematria you can make yourself because. Yeah, but you can't learn out Allah from Gematria. You can't say because this word equals 50 and this word equals 50, so we're going to liken the two dinim together. I mean, can you do that? You can make a concept. It's a connection between this and this. You know, it's injured. But how do you make? You can't learn a halachas from this.
It's always done though, not a halacha, but always people connected like that.
I understand, but it's not relevant to practical halacha. So who cares?
Yeah.
You want to make a speech, make a speech. Who cares?
So Vav HaChibur is just for drashas, nothing else.
No.
No.
Ve'elam mishpatim shetatsim, what's Rashi say? Mari shenim misina fe'elam misina. But again, that's the Gemara saying that.
But is that considered Moshe Messina?
Yeah.
Is that a drasha?
No.
It's not a halacha either.
Even a drasha, the chamed is given Moshe Messina.
Oh, even so, some of the drushes are actually from Moshe Rabbeinu.
They're older. Kol Masha Tamid Vasek Osir L'Chadish. Okay. Let's say Kohen Gadol. You can't judge a Kohen Gadol only for a Bezdin of 71. Yeah? Sengmar says, Minohani Mili, where do we learn this out from? Sengmar says, Amar Vada Barava, Domekro, the Pasik Yisri said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Adover Agadol Yavio Elechem. Right? Simply it says like this. Yesterday told me, you know, yesterday saw Moshe Rabbeinu sitting from morning to night. He said, you can't do this, it's too much, what are you doing? So he told him like this. Appoint judges. This is what Yesterday advised him. And then he said like this. Kol adavar agata akatan. Any small thing they should judge. Kol adavar agadol yaviyo elach. So, the Gemara is going to explain it. You can learn it in different ways. Number one, kol davar agadol mean if they don't understand it, it's too big for the smaller judges they bring to you. But another way of learning it is the way the Gemara is learning is like this: Kol davar agadol, anything of a gadol, Yavi Elecha should come to Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning the Bezdin of 71. So because of Kohen Gadol, so therefore, Kol agadol, agadol, meaning Dvarav shel gadol, the thing of a gadol, they should bring to the Sanhedrin. Meisvei, so Gemara says, well, but that's not what it means. We learned in the Braisa differently. It says, Dover Godel, Dover Kasha. Now the Gemara says, what does Dover Godel mean? A difficult thing. Because the Gemara's question is like this. Big.
Cases.
Yeah, granted it says small and big. Dover Akotan, what's the use for it? But look, it's not big or small. It's easy or hard. Think about it. The easy is, not, you know what I'm saying, the small things you deal with. The easy things you deal with, the difficult things bring to Moshe. But the Gemara uses, the Torah uses the word katan and gadol. Right? So from here, Rav Ada said, it teaches us big people mean gavur gadol versus small people.
It's a Hasidic type of approach.
So, no, gadol, no, not that one.
One problem in the Midrash, but gadol was the brother of Moshe Rabbeinu.
I understand, but it means a great Sanhedrin. Okay, now, basically, but the Gemara says, in the Braise it says, Dover Godel means Dover Kasha. Something difficult. Ataim Dover Kasha. You say it means a difficult thing. Maybe Taka means of a great person. So he says, Keshu'aim a Dover Akasha Yavin Olamesha. When it says, Dover Akasha, difficult things you bring to Mesha, Hari Dover Kasha Amr, the hard things already mentioned. So the Gemara says like this. What does this Braise say? Because later on, the Pasuk says it twice. And it says like this, Dover Kasha, it says, bring to Moshe. That was when it actually happened, right? So when Yisri told him Dover Gadol, what did he mean by Gadol? He meant Kasha. And the proof is because later on, when the Torah says what happens, the Torah uses the word kasha. So therefore, obviously, when Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu Dover Gadol, he didn't mean great people; he meant difficult things. So this contradicts Rav Ada Barava. Rav Ada Barava says Dover Gadol means great people, when the Braisa clearly says it means difficult things, not great people. So he says, "Yeah, you're right," but there's another Braisa. Huda Amar Ki Haytana. He says, the Tanya says in the Braise, Dover Gadol, says clearly in the Braise, what does Dover Gadol mean? Dvarav Shel Gadol. The words of a great man. The problems of a great man. And again it says, Ate Me Dvarav Shel Gadol, you saying it means the word of a great man, maybe it means Dover Akasha, maybe it means difficult. So he says, no. Kshu'eme Dover Akasha, But he says, this Braisa says the opposite. Later on it says, Dover Akasha. So I know already the difficult things. Why over here does it say Gadol? To teach us it means, Dover Gadvar Shagadol. Okay? Now, the question is like this. So we have an argument in two Braises, what the word Dover Gadol means. One Braisa says, Dover Gadol means difficult, just like Dover Kasha. The other Braisa says Dover Gadol means the words of a Gadol versus difficult. So now the Gemara is going to ask a very simple question. If Gadol means difficult, why do I need two psukim, Dover Gadol and Dover Kasha? Say one and it's understood. So obviously, and not only that, the fact that the Torah changes the word from Gadol to Kasha should imply it means two different things. So the Gemara says, how can you learn Gadol means difficult? The Pasuk clearly says Kasha. Later, it's what do you need to psukim? And also, why is it changing the words? So he says like this, V'haytanu trei kroi lomeli, why do I need to psukim? To tell me the same thing, Kasha. He says, Chad l'tzavo ba'alma v'chad l'asiyah. No. One Pasuk is saying what Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, and one Pasuk tells us what they did. So there's not two, kind of an extra pasuk. One pasuk is Yisro's advice, and one pasuk tells us what they did. V'idach, so how does the other opinion hold? He said, Imken lichte gadol gadloi kasha kasha. He said, very simple. Why is the Torah changing the terminology from gadol to kasha? If one is telling me what Yisri advised, and one is telling me what Moshe Rabbeinu did, use the same word by both. Either both times gadol, or both times kasha. He says, my gadol, my kasha, why does it say one's gadol and one's kasha? It teaches us like this. Shema mino tarti teaches us two dinim. Number one, it teaches us Yisri telling Moshe Rabbeinu what to do. It tells us what Moshe Rabbeinu did. But the fact that the Torah went from the word gadol to kasha teaches us the second thing. That the word gadol means the words of a gadol, like a kohen gadol or a melech or anything like that. And the second kasha means literally if it was difficult for the Sanhedrin. It teaches us both. So the Gemara says, how do we know a kohen gadol needs to be judged by a bezin of 71? So the Gemara says, because it says dovered gadol, which doesn't only mean difficult, it means the words of a great person. You know, I'll tell you something. What's the logic behind this? Especially respect to the office of the kohen gadol. You know, you're going to judge a kohen gadol like everybody else. You know, you have to make him gadol me'achav. You have to make there's a certain honor over here.
Respect.
It's like if the president, I mean, it's not true in secular law, but if, can you imagine if the president is judged in civil court in downtown like everybody else, maybe he sinned. Maybe he did something wrong, but come on. Huh?
For impeachment.
For impeachment, you need the Supreme Court. Yeah. Why? It's not because he's... The office demands more respect in the eyes of the people. Oh, he had to be judged in the Bezdin 71.
But is it possible that Gadol and Kasher, they are synonymous words that it's okay to use?
They are, but they're synonymous. But the fact that it's big and difficult are not necessarily a thing.
I know, but...
This table is big, it's not difficult. Exactly. You know what I mean?
But they often use... word to emphasize.
But in Torah, when it changes the word, it obviously is because of a reason. If not, why should the Torah change the word?
Could it be that, Rabbi, that we learned that that anything that is gadol generally is difficult?
Yeah, that's the one opinion the Gemara says. Gadol means kasha. If, by the way, when you learn Chumash with Rashi, with a kid, davar gadol doesn't mean big people. It means things that are complicated. But here the Gemara is learning in a deeper sense. Why is the Torah changing the word? Why is the Torah changing the word?
Respect.
To show that the big person needs a big court. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask a very interesting question. How about a Kohen Gadol's property? Give me an example.
Ox.
We learned before in the Gemara, if an axe kills somebody, okay, you kill the axe in a bezin of 23. Why? Because we liken the owner with the axe. The Gemara learned before, right? So just think if a person would kill, he would need 23, so the axe also. Now, if the axe of a kohen gadol would kill somebody, do you need 71?
Oh, I think
so. Or is 23 enough? So that's what Gemara says now. Boy Rabbalazar. Shaydish a kohen gadol bekama. If the axe of a kohen gadol kills somebody, yeah, so you have to kill the axe. So how much is it? What's the question? He explains. Lemi says b'alim di day medamin alei. Do we liken it to the owner? Meaning, just like the owner, the kohen gadol is judged in 71, so the axe is also or dilma. Or do we liken it normally to a normal axe that, you know, of an owner? Amar Abaye. Abaye says like this. Midika boile shere, the fact that he asked about an axe which gets killed, you know, if it's 71 or not, mechlau de mameine pshitale. That means regular monetary cases of a kohen gadol would be judged by three like everybody else. Huh? Because what did Abelazar ask? How about when you want to kill his axe? because the ox gets killed. Why didn't he ask a question? How about any case of a Kohen Gadol? What does it mean a Kohen Gadol is judged by 71? What case of the Kohen Gadol is that? So the Gemara is saying like this. Obviously it means, when do you need to judge a Kohen Gadol by 71? I mean, a weird case. Let's say a Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos.
Everything besides monetary.
Yeah. Because his question was about an axe. What's the question? Because he killed the axe. And just like a regular axe, you need 23. Maybe over here you need 71. That means he's not asking about monetary issues. That means if a Kohen Gadol had a dispute with me, they would judge it by three, like everybody else. By the regular monetary case, there's a bezin of three.
Maybe it's obvious that for monetary, it's also
71. Oh, 1 minute. So Gemara says pshita. Why should a Kohen Gadol's case be judged differently than everybody else? So again, the Gemara says, Ma'od etemer says, Kol dover ha-gadol. Meaning, Kol dvarim shogod, every part of the Gadol. I would think is 71. Kamashmo Abayi says no. The three is enough. Now, what would be the case of a Kohen Gadol being judged? Let's see a second here. Kohen Gadol 41. What's the case over here? Capital offense. The case of a Kohen Gadol 71 would only be by capital offense, meaning like Chil Shabbos or whatever. But otherwise, so the Gemara's conclusion is interesting. By the way, that his question wasn't answered. That Belozer's. He asked the question, is it 71 or 23?
Three?
No, so the Gemara didn't answer. Abayi just commented that for money, for sure it's three.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. Anything that a Kohen Gadol does is considered automatically as a capital offense?
No. No. It's like if he desecrated Shabbos, if he killed somebody. I mean, all these crazy... I can't imagine Kohen Gadol desecrating Shabbos, you know, intentionally. But, you know, things of there would be capital punishment. But if Kohen Gadol had a dispute with another person, Abayi says he'll be need three. So the Pearl of the Gemara's conclusion, which not at all concluded, but the Gemara says like this. If a Kohen Gadol commits a capital offense, so normally you judge a person in a bezin of 23, right? Kohen Gadol would need 71. That the Mishnah says. Abayi says if it's his monetary issues, bezdin of three.
Anything besides monetary is considered capital offense?
No, we have a case of Shur on this. Sure. That was his question. Right. Is that capital or is that like regular?
What was the answer for that, by the way?
Didn't answer. We don't know.
Well, does it stay like...
Huh?
It just says like 23, no?
Fellow name is the winner.
What?
Felony.
Felony misdemeanor. But it's interesting that Torah says even if a Kohen Gadol, nobody's above the law, basically, the Gemara is saying. The only thing is how you judge him. Give respect to the office or not. But nobody's above the law. Kohen Gadol desecrated Shabbos, he gets killed.
All these same laws apply to the king also.
Yeah.
What did they do to the Kohen Gadol that then became Epicurus?
Was already after the death penalty.
That's
what he's talking about. Yechon Kohen Gadol. No, 1 second. No, Yechon Kohen Gadol.
One of them was it. They didn't kill him.
He probably lost his mind.
No, they don't kill him. They are, the bird, you know, they say as son is dead and Epicurus, and they don't do anything to him. Say go.
They didn't kill Yechon Kohen Gadol. Maybe there was. I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. Yashka they killed. Don't tell anybody, but Yashka, the best rule to kill him.
Is Zakan Mamre?
He was a Mesa Samadia, not Zakan Mamre.
Was it Novi Shekel?
Oh. It was a Mesa Samadia. He caused people to worship idols.
Oh, that's what
Bez Din ruled that he should die. But probably, I think the Goyim killed him, but the Jews ruled that he should. That's what they say.
How many in Beit Din was for him?
What was the idol that he made?
Himself.
By himself. In other cases, did the Jews do that? In other cases as well, they rule something and they say, hey, go ahead and go get him?
No.
Because usually the Jews had to do it, no?
Jews did it.
This is just a weird case that happened to
them. Yeah, it was Bechal, a very unique situation.
Whether he ever existed.
Of course he existed. The question is when.
But from their account, seven years after the first recording of his deeds.
That's to give the Mepharshim say, because the Gemara says Rabbi Shua ben Prachya pushed away Eisa Ish. So the some Mepharshim, there are two Yoshkas taken. There's a whole discussion in Boskim when did Yoshka live or not. Because Reb Shua ben Prachya was much before the Goyish account of when Yoshka lived.
But there is a reference, the only thing that we know, there is a reference to that.